Okay. This meeting is being recorded.
Yeah, we're recording. Sweet.
Okay.
We're recording. I'm blue. You guys are here. It's all good.
I like
how do I record? Wait, how do I record?
It's right on the bottom. If you can't do it, don't do it. He's recording.
Yeah, I'm not fucking with this shit. We're not playing around. We don't want to mess it up. Because I don't see it. Yeah, let's not do that.
We got this far.
Yeah, I mean it's like what, 35 minutes late. It's fine. To be honest,
35 minutes late.
Issues, but we fucking did it.
Yeah, I thought it was like 8 o'clock for me, so I was here like a fucking hour early.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so I was like, screw it. That's why.
What
I just
time is it for you
coffee.
Right now?
It's 9:30.
Oh my
god.
9:30.
That's why I need this coffee.
Don't blame you.
Oh no. Okay. I know.
I'm old, man. Listen. I need it.
You're old.
You need to talk and preach it to the choir.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't have
said that. I just took two of these. It's like my neck hurts. I'm broken.
All right, so how do we want to do this? Just introduce yourselves because could just get introduced, maybe?
Yeah. I mean, I've literally never done a show with anyone. So.
First time for everything.
Wing it.
Exactly. Yeah, I wing every episode. Anyway. So it's all good.
I know. That's what we do too.
it's the best way.
We just talk shit and call it a day.
Exactly. All right, you know what? All right, guys. Listeners, thank you for tuning in. This is a collab with the Dark Moon Daughters and That Haunted Show. So,
hi.
My dog is now barking.
Hi.
All right. Yeah. So, I feel like I'm so awkward right now. I have no idea what the fuck to say.
Yeah, well, it only took 35 minutes to get this far.
It did.
So.
I feel like I'm flustered.
Yeah. You're flustered and I'm cold, apparently. So, it's all good.
Well, listen, I'm the dumbass who didn't put volume up on my computer, so this is why now.
Yeah, but to be fair, I spent like 30 minutes trying to get through, so we'll let you off for like 5 minutes.
I was getting so mad. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm not this dumb. Apparently, we have a little...
Apparently, you are, though, because you have a fucking mirror.
Today's not my day.
Wait, no, we're in Mercury retrograde. This is why we're fucking up.
I've been I broke my neck yesterday.
You broke your neck.
Shit.
I have like the biggest knot. I can't turn my head that way, so we're just looking straight today.
Tell Nestor to get in there and tell him to go right in here and depress in and rotate your neck while he's doing that.
I took a muscle relaxer. I'm good. I'm old lady. I got pills for that. Got drugs. All right, so what the fuck are we gonna talk about? Are we gonna talk about what was the conversation that I even forgot that
we can literally talk about anything?
Yeah,
because you know what?
I mean,
we
I
talk
think
about
he something
anyways.
I sent I sent you something that Teresa had sent me that I thought was pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, was it that Bridgewater?
It's so it's in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And it's like, what is it, Teresa? Like, I feel like it's like a
so
little.
So it's the Bridgewater Triangle. It's in Massachusetts, people have said they had so many different paranormal experiences there between seeing ghosts and even UFOs. So for some reason, just where it is, there's some sort of energy that goes on there. And also, you would enjoy this. Bigfoot sightings have been there.
Oh yes, I read that.
My fellow Bigfoots are there.
And there was
your family's there.
Is it UFOs? Right. I think Satan is supposedly like sacrificed like animals there. I'm for the giant snakes.
Giant snakes.
I'm there. Supposedly
and thunderbirds. I don't know what the fuck a thunderbird is.
Is it a dinosaur?
Watch the old cartoon show. Do you ever watch Thunderbird?
Imagine.
Is that like an English thing?
I've never watched Thunderbird, but I'm thinking it's a dinosaur. Is it a dinosaur?
Oh no, it was like a kids' TV show.
Oh no, we've never seen that shit. Hold on, now I'm curious.
It was shit anyway.
Now I gotta Google this.
No, she said it was shit anyway. Thunderbird. Hold on, now I need to put that into perspective as to what it is.
They were like all weird puppets and it was fucked.
No, honey, it's just British. We wouldn't know this shit.
Hold on. I thought Thunderbird was a car, so...
Stupid Americans wouldn't know this shit.
Literally.
The first question that's asked on Google, why was Thunderbirds canceled?
Because it was shit. Literally.
Oh, this looks creepy. I don't think I want to watch this show.
Like, I think I would have nightmares off of that. Look at their faces.
Yes, they're puppets. They look like Slappy. You know Slappy?
It's like... they do look like Slappy. Is this like a cartoon Slappy puppet?
Oh my god.
Star Trek or something?
Slappy.
Slappy?
Goosebumps. Goosebumps.
Goosebumps. Oh, yeah, yeah. I know Goosebumps.
Okay. You know the... what is he?
Ventriloquist style?
No, yeah, yeah.
Style. His name is Slappy.
Ah, okay, okay, okay.
Okay, yeah, we've never watched this.
No, no, I don't blame you. It's shit. You're not missing out. It's shit. I think.
Okay, what was so the name, like, question for Penelope you. Do you believe in ghosts?
Me?
Yes.
No, definitely not.
You don't.
No, I do.
Yeah, right.
I'm gonna say, are you lying to all your listeners?
Yeah. No, I definitely do. Like, Jesus. I mean, this was the weirdest thing. This happens literally. What are we, Saturday? This happened literally yesterday. So I was coming home from work, and my girlfriend calls me, and she's like, I literally heard someone call the cat, are you home? Like, you know that little like sound?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I'm in the fucking car. Like, what the shit?
Like, God, you know, that's creepy.
And yeah, and then she was like, oh, it's like freezing in here, all this stuff. So I got back and was like, all right, fair. Nothing's here. All normal. And what was it? I did some like EVP kind of thing, trying to see if I could get anything. I was like skeptical. I was like, this shit's all crap. But I did it, and the first like word that came through was ask her, and I was like, okay. And then after that, it was a load of random crap, and I was starting to think like, this is shit, like it's all fake, whatever. And then, and then it said my middle name, like, which is Austin, and I was like, all right, that's pretty cool, fucking weird. And then it said like Turn, which is like the first four letters of my surname. And I was like, oh
my God. They know too much government.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's probably just the fucking government on the app that's
fucking. And you moved into a new home, correct?
Yes. Yep.
Oh shit.
Did you do anything to cleanse your space?
I was just going to say, did you sage it?
Like, we did when we moved in. I got like some sage sticks, like smudging stick thing.
Mm-hmm.
And like yesterday, as soon as that shit happened, we were literally walking around the house with this shit. I was like, fuck off, spirits. Yeah, it was not good. That freaked me out. And then when I was recording the other day, all of a sudden, like, just the light just dropped off the back of my computer. And it was so fucking loud. And it like made my whole mic like just ring in my ears. It was shit.
Now, in your other house, was it haunted too? Like, did you feel stuff there?
No, not really. That was all like pretty normal.
So it's this house.
Yeah, I'm apparently.
Now,
I am too.
I'm like,
My ass wants to hop on a plane and go there.
I know. I'm like,
Yeah, it's not good. It's some weird shit's happened, but nothing too scary.
That would be all. Now,
what's the scariest experience you have ever had?
The scariest? Oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm. Like, the most real, like, you knew what happened. Your mind wasn't playing games on you.
The scariest one was, shit. All right, it's kind of mixed. The scariest one was when I was a kid, but, like, I can't remember the full details. Basically, like, I was in my bedroom, asleep. I had, like, bunk beds and all that shit. And, like, my bedroom door was, like, opposite my bed, which is, like, bad feng shui or whatever, anyway. So, like... I'm a fucking weirdo. Ever since a kid, like, I can't sleep without background noise. So I had like videos on. I had like a fucking series of The Simpsons or some shit on video, just on like repeat. And yeah, like the door like proper creaks open, and there's like just this pitch blackness, which is like a shadow, but fucking it's just pitch black. And like it kind of walks, but it was like a line just kind of going across like that, across the wall. And as it hit the TV, just bam, like that old like gray and white static, and it was like even though it was like halfway through an episode, and then the whole like video just started rewinding and shit. And yeah, I basically just sat in the corner of my bed staring in the darkness.
Oh my goodness.
Oh shit.
That is pretty creepy though.
Yeah, that one fucked me up pretty good.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, that was like obviously when I was a kid at like my family's house, and they're still there. And then my sister's had a load of weird shit because she's got my old bedroom. So yeah, she's still getting some weird stuff happening there.
So do you think it's mostly centered around your old bedroom?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely. Or just the upstairs in general. Like, nothing actually in saying that. No, there was a weird handprint that appeared on the door downstairs one day, which was like, it was huge, right? And it was like at the bottom of the door and like fucking like that. And it didn't fit anyone's hand. That's a
little scary. Oh
yeah, yeah. Like, I think I posted it on my Instagram. Like, this would have been like when I first started, because that's when it happened. Let me see if I can find the picture quickly. But yeah, that was pretty fucked up.
So did you ever do any investigations in your old house?
No, I haven't. Like, partly because it scares the shit out of me.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Me and Trish are like, come on, do a seance.
I know, let's go. I got Ouija boards. Want me to send you one?
Oh, shit.
I got plenty.
Have you? Have you used them?
I haven't. I don't have anyone to do it with me. If Tasha was here, she would.
Far. Hell yeah. Like, come on, bitch.
So I just collect them for now.
Fair. Like, shit. I don't know, man. I wouldn't touch one.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, I mean, fuck. No. Like, I'd love to, just to see what would happen. But then part of me's like, nah, I'm fucking haunted enough already. And my cat has just bashed this backdrop.
I'm like, why is it falling on you?
I was going to say, that's a fucking ghost.
Honestly, don't.
Oh my God.
Yeah, lots of weird shit has happened. I'm trying to think of more. That was the weirdest one. So like, this one I always thought was just a dream. Which was like the reason why I don't sleep on like the top bunk, because one night I just kind of heard the door open and just saw like this face with like yellow eyes poking out the edge of like the bunk bed, like where the ladder is.
Oh, we need to call Sam and Dean.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. And that's not even the
demon.
That's not even the weirdest bit. This was like, I just thought it was a dream for years. And then it was probably around last year. I was helping my sister do like her college work. It was like some photography shit. And yeah, she basically said something about like this yellow eye thing she had seen. And I was like, oh fuck.
Oh my gosh. There's something in there.
Yeah. That kind of set me off. Hence why I don't go around. Just let my mom deal with that. It's fine.
Oh my God. Now, does your mom see shit or no?
No. That's the thing. Like, it's only me and my sister. Like, they don't see anything. I don't know if they're just like not in tune with it, or they don't believe, but yeah, they just don't see anything.
Yeah. I mean, some people are more sensitive to it than others. So
yeah, definitely.
That makes sense.
And some people just remain very closed off.
Yeah.
True.
Definitely. I wish I was. It would save me from being so scared. But there's
a part of you that apparently doesn't want to, if you're having experiences.
Yeah, and it's definitely seems to be that thing, like, once you kind of have like an experience, it seems to open a doorway to more.
So I think you constantly want to try to see if you can prove yourself right or wrong.
Yeah, definitely. And like, this was the thing. This was maybe about 6 months ago. No, actually, it's probably a bit longer. It was getting dark, so it's probably around winter time last year. I was driving home from work, and like, what was it? It was like the day before or some shit. I was just posted on the Instagram because I was going to do an alien story, like UFO story. And I was just like, man, I used to be so hyped on UFOs and aliens and just so many different theories. I was like, I just don't care. Like, I've never seen anything. No one I know has like seen anything. It's all shit. And then basically driving home, something just caught my eye. And like, I'm just looking up at the sky and there's like this super bright, like white light. But like, imagine, so if you're shining like a torch in like really deep fog, like thick fog. So it's like bright in the center and then it's like not as bright around it. So I'm kind of like looking at that. Like, I pulled over because I'm like, what the fuck is that? And then all of a sudden it just like shoots. But then there was three of them and they all just shoot off in the same direction, like split second. And like they kind of leave like a light trail as well. Like one light trail's gone, the other one's shot, and then the other one. And yeah, that night I was convinced that like, the CIA's gonna come. I'm gonna get fucking probed. I was, yeah, I was not sleeping that night. I was like, this is it. I said I don't believe, and now they're here, and the probe's coming.
They're like, bitch, I'm here. Should I tell my alien story, Teresa?
Let me grab the book that I bought because now I'm curious. Remember the one I told you about the guy who worked for the government and he wrote the book about the UFOs and shit?
Yeah, you did tell me.
Yeah.
So the other day, maybe a couple weeks ago, no, I eat edibles. And so it was just one, a little light one. And I ate it maybe.
Just a strong one.
Just a little one. I ate it at 7 o'clock. I must have fell asleep. I woke up at around 12 o'clock midnight, and I swear, I was up. And I just looked straight out of my bedroom, and I swear I thought I saw like the silhouette of a fucking alien, hence like the shirt I'm wearing. It's a fucking alien.
Sick.
Okay. So it was super tall, and I'm like, I thought I was like having sleep paralysis. I was like, wait, am I sleeping? What the fuck is happening right now? So I'm like trying to nudge my husband, and I'm like, all right, well, I'm obviously not paralyzed, so it was still there. I had to shine the light on it in order for it to disappear. And I was like, damn, I know I can't be that. I'm not high right now because I didn't feel high. So I'm like, what the fuck did I just see? Am I wilding? Was it an alien? Me and Teresa are always talking about it. I was like, maybe he's visiting me. I don't know. Maybe. He was like, bitch, you're talking about me all the time. Hi, I'm here.
Yeah, it was kind of creepy, though. That's pretty weird. Like, he was just strolling in your bedroom.
But he was translucent. That's what kills me. It was translucent, but you can see it. Like, I was like, is it really there? Oh, that's why I was like, am I that not that high? Like, hello.
The thing is, I also think yes, you can get high enough where you have hallucinations, but I also think that you get to a point where you're high, where your mind is actually fully settled in, and you're able to open up, and you're seeing things in a totally different perspective because you're allowing yourself to have that time to actually be clear. I don't know about you, but sometimes when I'm high and I smoke, I'm more clear.
No, I am too. But the thing is it was such a low dosage for me personally that I know that if I was gonna trip and see shit, I have to eat a lot more than that shit for me to like, it's like, all right, I'm super high.
It's not like you're on shrooms or something. Like,
it's not that bad.
No, exactly.
I was like, all right, well, you know, maybe I did see an alien. Maybe I didn't. I don't fucking know. I think I did, but that's just me.
That's pretty cool.
I saw an alien.
I never had any of the experiences, anything with aliens before. It wasn't until you stumble upon some sort of fucked up article, something with star seeds and all this shit. Have you ever heard of those?
No.
So it's Arcturians and star seeds. Basically, it's like they're in us in human vessels.
Okay.
They reincarnated on Earth as their alien souls into humans to either, well, there's different theories. So there's one lady that we follow that thinks the world's going to end and we're going to be on the...
She apparently already says we go into deep sleeps and the people that are meant to go to this new world, they travel there and they're building their homes and they're doing this and they're doing that.
Yeah.
Fair. That's a fifth dimension? Was it the fifth dimension? We're going to hover. Okay, we're going to drive hovering cars. We're going to be the Jetsons.
Skip the fourth. Like, just go straight to the fifth.
Yeah, she's like, we can't handle the fifth, the fourth, the third dimension. We need fifth dimension now. But
the thing is, I hear about the fifth dimension all the time. So I hear that we're working on, like us right here, we're on 3D. And then we're supposed to, there is no fourth. I don't know why that doesn't exist. And then you go to 5D. But once you go to 5D, they're saying it's more of like an internal thing. It's not like actually hopping to another world or this whole brand new planet.
It's a frequency.
So this is what I'm not understanding.
I remember I went through a phase of like trying to understand space time. I was like a super nerd. I was on like YouTube wormhole for like hours, and I watched a really good video. I'll have to find it for like all the dimensions explained, because it was really interesting. This dude actually broke it down really well. I'm not gonna try and explain it because I don't know shit, but this dude knows his stuff.
It sucks you in. Yeah, it sucks you in, though. That's what happened to me. I was like, I don't know what this fuck this lady's talking about, but I'm so intrigued that I have to keep listening because I'm trying to understand it. But it was they're just that thing. She was batshit crazy for real. Like she was a little
cuckoo. Yeah, she was a little off, and she was asking for like a lot of money for some weird shit.
Yeah, no,
like, it almost made it seem that she was expecting people to like kill themselves.
Fuck. Yeah,
like it was very cultish.
Yeah, it was super cultish. Yo. I was like, what the fuck? What is this?
Because typically, I mean, the way my mind works is that we're here on Earth, but then, yes, we also have our loved ones and people that we know they pass on, and we have the veil in between. That's where I stay. So if this is supposed to be, like, some alien shit, and a certain amount of people, the light workers, which is what they call themselves, they go and they travel now to here, what happens, not just to here, apparently this is going to be, like, the apocalypse. What about the veils where everyone kind of passes on, though? Does that just, like, basically disintegrate?
I don't know what she was talking about.
Yeah. I mean,
She's insane.
Like, dude. Nothing adds up. It makes zero sense.
No, exactly.
I mean, I don't think there's another world. Blessed Gaia. She kept calling it Blessed Gaia. She's like, we're going to go to Blessed Gaia. No, Blessed bitch, Gaia. We're still here. We're still on real Gaia. I don't know what you're talking about. We're still here. Very much so.
No,
I can't even work with people.
It's like a fair idea, but I mean, I don't think she's followed through. Sounds like she was winging it.
Yeah,
she was like winging it.
It's interesting though.
She had me at sleeps. She kept saying like, we're going to have this many sleeps. Basically, sleeps to her was that the whole world goes to sleep, meaning everybody, it's like a coma. It's a world coma.
Okay.
And the aliens come down here. Yeah, because we have those, right? The aliens come down here, and then the people who are meant to be work with the aliens, they go up, but we stay in a coma. We're not about that life. So we're going to stay sleeping because we're not on that level yet. So I'm like, bitch, what the fuck? What you mean? Oh my God, I can't.
Yeah, I don't know what to think about that.
I'm
not on board.
No, neither was me and Teresa. I was like, no, fuck this shit. I can't watch this lady anymore.
No, not her. Like, I'm still intrigued with the whole aspect of it.
It's a cool idea.
Yeah, definitely. But she's crazy. No, she was a whole different situation. She was on another level. She was smoking something that we don't.
I went to the bookstore. And then I don't know why, but I got intrigued by just the cover of this.
Okay, sick.
So when I actually went and grabbed it, it's called Behold a Pale Horse. So apparently it's written by this guy, William Cooper. He's a former United States Naval Intelligence Briefing Team member. He reveals information hidden from the public. The information was kept top secret government files since 1940s. He unveils the truth and writes about the assassination of John F. Kennedy, the wars on drugs, and secret government and UFOs.
Okay.
Oh, sick.
That seems intriguing.
That makes sense. I fucking knew that name. Basically, it's an Angels and Airwaves song. And you know, Angels and Airwaves, Tom DeLonge, Aliens, bam.
My God.
Yeah, I'm full of knowledge. I'm a Tom DeLonge fan.
I got it. But that's good. We don't know shit about it.
We don't either. Teach us.
Yeah.
Yeah, Teresa just picked up the book.
I literally just picked up. I haven't even read it yet because I have so many fucking books.
I wonder, like, let me have a look at the lyrics of that song. I wonder if they're related in some kind of way. There's loads of, if you Google Behold a Pale Horse, there's like Bible entries, Revelations.
Well, yeah, because isn't one of the horses of the apocalypse?
Okay.
They all come in riding a horse.
Yeah. Yeah, the lyrics are pretty fucking weird. Oh shit, weird. That's because I'm looking at
are you looking at the wrong thing?
Yeah, this is by some rapper called Suicide Boy.
Oh my God.
Not the one. I was trying to sing the song in my head. I was like, that doesn't sound right. And when the time is right, I'm going to change the world with darkened sky. There's nothing fertile. There is no more love or fucking gates of pearls.
Damn. I mean,
pretty fucking there. I see the seven stars. I see the seven stands. I hear the deathly voice. I count the sins we have. I am the living one. I am the first and last. I mean, it's pretty deep. but that was on the stage when he was like high on painkillers. So did you just get a notification from Zoom?
I did.
That was upgrade to unlimited minutes.
Yeah. I'm still recording. Apparently I only records 40 minutes, but it was like, yeah, have this one for free.
So okay. It is actually in the book of Revelations. And I looked and behold a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him. And the power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword and with hunger and with death and with the beasts of the earth.
What the fuck?
Now,
what
is Death, right?
Now, what is the name of it?
So this is the book of Revelations. This is the Bible, talking about like the apocalypse and everything.
Uh-huh. No,
he was talking about the song Angels and Airwaves.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it's called. Okay.
Now, I am curious to know, in the tarot cards, if Death is on the white horse.
Is he?
I don't know. I'm going to look.
I've never seen
tarot hold on. This is just my Nightmare Before Christmas one. I don't think this is going to happen.
I have my supernatural one, but I know Death is the Death, the Reaper from it. So it's not going to give me the actual one.
Me and Teresa have 50 fucking decks. Now I'm curious.
Because Death is something completely different when you're actually going doing someone's cards. Have you ever had your cards done before?
I have not, no.
Oh.
I have a deck downstairs.
Do you really?
Yeah, I brought from, there's like this little witchy town. It's like fucking tiny. I'll have to find it. But yeah, it's
witchy towns.
Yeah, it was really cool. Like, it's just ancient, like an old English village. And yeah, there was kind of like a witchy store, and there's some kind of
that sounds like amazing.
I want to go.
Yeah, I know. It's really cool. Come on, Teresa, let's go.
And yeah, I went in there and I grabbed these cards and I thought, they look fucking sick. I'm going to learn how to do this shit. I haven't opened them.
Really? Haven't used them yet?
No, this was years ago as well.
What do you know about witchcraft?
I know nothing.
Okay.
I know, really? I'm pretty cursed at the moment. Like, I've managed to just break two cards within a week and cost thousands. Oh, white horse.
Shit. Okay.
I mean, that's looking pretty pale.
Death and tarot cards, it moves change.
Which deck is that?
The right actual one? This is it's called the Universal deck.
Okay, yeah, okay.
This is like one of the first ones I bought by myself years ago. So this is the one I kind of always like gravitate towards. Mm-hmm. But I do have a few others.
The different decks do like different things.
So it depends if you have tarot decks or the oracle decks. So tarot decks, just illustrations are different. They all have the same meaning. Yeah. They just different artists and different ways of using them. It could be bigger, smaller. This is pretty standard. Like the Rider-Waite deck is like the most common one that you can go and you can find. And a lot of people that go and they make their books and writings about it, they base it off of that one.
That was the easiest one, I think, to read.
Yes. Yeah. And then the oracle decks, they're all different. So tarot decks will basically kind of tell you like it is.
Yeah.
Like if someone's like the tower, essentially, is mostly for if there is death that's coming, or death in like a marriage, either divorce, something. That is kind of like the finalization of it, especially if you have any questions about one person. So my grandfather, he passed away 6 years ago on October 27th. And before he went into the hospital when everything happened, I was in Salem, Massachusetts. I went to go see someone that I know and I got my cards done.
Yeah.
And I had questions. I literally just found out my grandfather went into the hospital. And she's pulling the cards, and I see the tower. And when I go and I get my cards done, I don't want to go and try to put my own insight in it because I'm not the reader at that moment. I'm there to have someone guide me and tell me what's going on. And so I'm sitting there, I'm like, fuck, I already know. I already had that feeling. And she looked at it and she kind of stopped for a minute and she just passed by it. We didn't even talk about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it was literally maybe 2 days after that, when I was there, I was ready to come home and I got the phone call that he had the stroke. And then it was five days after that when he passed. And also someone else, a friend of mine, when he passed away, Kwame, when he passed away, it was maybe like 6 months prior to that when I got the tower.
Oh, shit.
So when you see the death card, though, that's more change.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be anything bad. I think sometimes when people think like death, oh my gosh, I'm so scared, but it could be death within yourself. You're coming out and being someone new. You're being reborn into something.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
So even with the Book of Revelations, if there's like so-called apocalypse, why can't it just be a change amongst humans?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
A change within the world. Why does it have to be something so grim and so destructive?
Yeah, like that final awakening kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like a higher consciousness and all that shit.
This is the apocalypse right now with COVID.
Fucking
COVID apocalypse.
Oh man, it kind of like, what was it? This like ancient Sumerians. It reminds me of like that whole kind of thing, where like they had the Anunnaki, like which was like their gods, or whatever. Basically, you created like hybrids for like the purpose of like creating gold and shit, mining gold, and that's basically why like as humans we're still obsessed with gold, apparently, and it was all like. What was it? So Adam was like the first hybrid to escape the slavery, and that's how normal civilization started, and it cut out the hybridization. That's how like all these ancient civilizations were built, because we were like hybrids with like alien tech and all that shit.
I need to argue to that.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was big time, like ancient aliens, but it was cool. I did the episode on it and researched it loads, and yeah, it was interesting, but again, it was just one of those things where you're like, I mean, it's pretty unlikely, but...
You never know.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're never going to know. Like, you see hieroglyphs, and there's, like, flying saucers and spacecraft and shit, and you're like, well, they're just high as fuck.
So, do you remember the years on when possibly those hieroglyphics actually took place?
Oh god, the Sumerians invented the first written communication. They literally invented it. So I forget what it's called. Let me have a look. So yeah, they cuneiform language, which was like the first ever written kind of primitive language. First language known used to be written in cuneiform, blah 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 blah. Script was originally so it's basically symbols expressed an idea rather than the word or sound, which was understood in any language. So that kind of evolved into like hieroglyphs and things like that.
Shit.
Yeah.
Didn't the cave paintings also had like was it alien figures on it? Astronauts or some shit like that?
I remember seeing one an article called as a while ago, but yeah, literally like on murals in a like fucking cave.
Yeah.
And there was like weird kind shit. Of flying object.
Yeah. Like
with clear people like inside controlling it, flying it, whatever.
See, that makes me think that brings my makes my gears go.
Because
you don't know what the fuck they saw.
Yeah, like caveman, you just think, I'm hungry, I'm gonna kill this animal. They don't think like, oh, I wonder if there's like fucking dudes in flying metal things up there. They've just figured out what fire is. They know like if they touch fire, it burns. They don't know what a fucking flying saucer is.
Seriously, that's how I like. I don't know, but I mean, it piques my interest for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Like,
damn alien.
They couldn't create stuff. It was like, there wasn't like a creative kind of thing. It was literally like, I'm hungry, I'm gonna go hunt, I'm fucking want a kid, I'm gonna go mate with this woman, booga booga, all that shit. I don't know if that's fucking racist to cave people, I'm sorry if there's any still about.
Well, apparently me and Teresa are 1% Neanderthal, so...
Hey! Congrats!
Have you ever done any of those DNA tests or anything?
What was that? Sorry.
Have you ever done any of those DNA tests or anything?
I haven't. I thought about it, but then I didn't want to be disappointed and find out I'm not actually Sasquatch.
Well, you never know. Apparently you may have Neanderthal and you just...
Well, like, yeah, you might be.
Just a little bit. Just a little.
Yeah, just a little. I mean, it's fine.
They go into sense. We did 23andMe, and they'll go into it as far back of like what your genetics are based off of that too. Like if you're a good sprinter for some reason, apparently cavemen you were able to decipher if you were good at anything like that.
Oh, Okay. So what percentage caveman are you?
Yeah.
Like 1%
Neanderthal. Oh, 1% Neanderthal. 1%, okay. Yeah. Like shit percent.
Yeah, man. At least you can say you're like 1% cave woman.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good thing.
I don't either.
Probably not. But
according to Teresa's dad, we're not Neanderthal. Fuck that. He's like, no, you're not. Tosh, you're not Neanderthal.
My dad got pissed when I told him, like, Dad, we're not full Italian.
Oh, no. Shit.
Dad got his gears going, seriously.
Yeah, I'll bet.
He's like, it's a lie. I'm like, I don't think so. It says it right here.
It's our DNA, sir.
Oh, no. Yeah, I really want to do it.
You're like, all right. You should.
Yeah, I might.
It's interesting, though, because they break it down in, like, a bunch of different categories. So,
yeah.
What was your the one that you had the most, Teresa?
From the Italian?
Was it?
So it was 97.5% Italian, but the highest Italian percentage was Sicilian. I didn't even know I had any Sicilian in me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because I know my family still lives in Italy. I know where they're from.
Yeah.
But for some reason, that comes from my father's side. Because originally where he's from is very close to Sicily. So
nice.
Maybe that's why the region comes out like that.
Yeah,
he said,
yeah.
You are not Sicilian. You are not Sicilian, Teresa. He will fight you for that. You are not Sicilian.
You are not Sicilian. I'm like, I don't think so. It says it right here.
Man, I know, like, I'm at least English and Irish. That's it. Which is like a 10-hour drive, so it's nothing fucking exciting.
English and Irish. Well, you never know, so you might want to take your DNA test. You don't know what's going to come up.
Yeah.
I think I had, what was my shocker? I think I had like 13% sub-Saharan African, was it that?
Yeah.
Was it African? I don't remember. It was something like that. I was like, okay. Really?
Shit.
Shit, I mean, that's what I Spanish, and they're mutts from everything.
We are. We a little bit of everything over here, but that was like a big chunk. I wouldn't have thought that I had that much of that in me, but hey, I guess.
Yeah, that's
we all have
cool.
A little bit of something. It is.
What was it? Sub-Saharan African.
Yeah, I'm going to actually pull it up real quick because I don't really remember. I forget everything. Teresa got hers down pack. My husband did his too, and he was, I think, 90-something percent. What was it? European? I think it was European, which makes sense because he's Cuban. Okay, hold on. Every time I look at this, I laugh. So it was... Sub-Saharan African, 13.5%. But within that, they break it down. So it was West African, 7.7. Southern East African, 5.1%. So like they break it down for you, but that was like a chunk of it, which is pretty cool. I like that they do that. I was like, okay. Now I know if somebody asks me what I am, I can give them a list. I'm this.
Listen, I'm not just one box. I have to check off a bunch of them.
Seriously, we're everything.
Damn.
But it's funny.
Yeah, at least you got something to talk about. And be like, yeah, I'm fucking sub-Saharan African, man.
Yeah. I have indigenous, African, a little bit of everything.
Yo. That's pretty fucking badass.
So you said you don't know much about witchcraft, right? So
Yeah. I
never
literally...
got your cards read.
Nope.
Do you want your cards read?
Fuck. Yeah,
you want Teresa to read
cards?
Because she'll read your cards.
Yeah, let's do this shit.
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead, Teresa, read his cards. I'm intrigued.
Read his cards.
He said he has a bout of bad luck. You had two cards break, right? So now I want to know. I'm like, what's good?
Yeah, if you could end the bad luck, like my car's in the garage right now. If you could like drop the price, that would be great.
So if you have any questions about witchcraft, what are they?
Like... just general, like, what is it? What it is a normal, like, today? Well, I say normal, but like a today practicing witch. I just think of like fucking Sabrina. such a bad representation.
I wish that we can like twitch our nose and like, doom, got it, $1 million. Yeah. We're rich. We're so, rich.
Like, yeah, yeah. Like, I kind of looked into it. And it's like a lot of like nature kind of stuff. And
yeah, and it really energetic. Differs from everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no witch that really does any other practices the same way.
Mm.
A lot of it, mm-hmm. you do base it off of nature because you're going to use elements within nature.
Okay.
And what's given to you.
Are there a lot of like negative witches, if that's a thing? Like
not so yeah. much. There's negative.
You said negative people. Yeah, that's what.
It's like, negative people, not so much negative witches. So like for Tasha and myself.
You're both very negative, yeah.
The type of witchcraft, we are more eclectic witches. So we, okay. what it is, we like to call ourselves more gray witches. We're not yeah. just black or white. We're very much in between. We take a little bit of everything and kind of include it in, like a little bit of a melting pot. Melting pot.
That's badass, because basically, in to relate that to Star Wars, you had the Jedi and the Sith, and then there was the grays in between, which took the dark side. And the good side, and they were like, we can use this for our own benefit.
Pretty much.
And just a lot pretty of it much. Too, like for like our goddess is Lilith. Yeah. And when people go and do their research, they think it's something so evil and so bad, and she's not.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard a lot of that. Basically, like my first experience with Lilith was supernatural, and I was like, oh, that's a bad thing.
And they paint her as horrible and supernatural.
Yeah.
Like we could go like ham on Lilith, so
yeah. I know we can talk can for imagine. Hours on her.
Yeah,
she's just really the can. First feminist. What she wants you to do is just rise up and be the best version of yourself. She wants you to respect yourself and make sure other people respect you as well.
Yeah,
don't listen to anything negative or false lies. Rise up and take control.
Okay,
pretty much.
I think just because it's really men can work going and too, making though. Sure, yes, so men are the ones that went
it's
and
put not just for women. Mm-hmm.
Because
makes
she
sense.
Came before Eve and she didn't want to be submissive to Adam. She wanted to be equal. They're both made from the earth. Why are they not equal?
Okay.
So when she wasn't doing what pleased Adam, mm-hmm. Adam basically ran to God and told him what was happening. And if she didn't go and became submissive to Adam, she had to leave the Garden of Eden. So she left.
Uh-huh.
And then Adam was all disappointed, all upset that she left, and God took three angels and told him to go bring her back. And at that point, she was already with... So, there's different forms where she could be. In this story, she's with Samael. And Samael was telling her, basically, be yourself, be happy. And they were together. She would have babies. She was having a life. And then she didn't want to go back. She told the angels, no, I'm staying here. So then God said, well, if you're going to stay there... you're going to bear 100 children a day and I'm going to have them slaughtered in front of you. And then for Adam, he's like, okay, I'm going to make a woman from you and you're going to basically give her life. So that's when he goes and takes a piece of Adam's rib and creates Eve. So now Eve has to bow down to Adam because she is alive because of him.
Okay.
She's his little minion.
Yeah, shit. Like, where do you find this stuff out? Is there like a written kind of book?
There's
like,
a few
like
books.
A Bible, but like, you know, for like what do you call not religion, so but like the practice, just witchcraft in general, or is it like
it's witchcraft? Yeah, you want to go and look at it, but you know how there's different forms of Catholicism because there's different forms of Christianity, there's different forms of witchcraft, is really the easiest way to go and look at it. And people kind of go and they take whatever they can. They're gonna, so there's some people that don't believe really so much, they believe in gods and goddesses, but they don't go so forward to have them in their lives, and they kind of just do everything on their own. They'll work more with elements, they'll work with more of like the air spirit, fire, water, and they'll go
the
and
moon
and the moon. There's lunar witches, and they'll focus on the moon as in kind of being an entirety. But for us, we focus on the moon, Lilith is a part of it for the dark aspect, the dark moon, Hecate is as well, and so is Diana. And so for us, those goddesses and company, that's what the moon is made out of, is them. And the different phases and forms of how it comes is when we go and base our magic off of it as well.
Okay, I'm kind of on board. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Now, Lilith, everyone can work with her. I think a lot of people think that she's only for women when she's really not. I mean, my husband has had encounters. I say encounters because... she's very the snakes and the serpents is like her thing. Okay. And when we do magic and we call upon her, my husband lives in the same house, so if he's in the room with me while I'm doing my shit, he's in the room with me while I'm doing my shit. She comes to him too.
Oh shit.
She comes to him too. He's had dreams of he's like, I've had one time, I think it was like he thought my house was full of like snakes and frogs. Full. And he's like, I was there and I kept saying there was a big, huge snake on a light switch and he was trying to turn it off or turn it on. And I was like, it's okay. She's not going to bite you. But she was like hissing at him. And he was like, what the fuck you mean, bitch? She's gonna bite me. And I'm like, no, she's good. I was like, well, maybe she was giving you a sign. I don't know. Maybe she's like, stop. Don't fuck with my girl. I don't know. Yeah. You never know. It's a sign. Man,
that's pretty cool. Like, fuck. I don't like snakes, but shit.
Well,
I was
dreaming
about snakes. That's it. I'm done. Actually, spiders is the worst. Like, she's in the form of a fucking spider. I'm done.
She's the Coraline mom. The other mother.
Yo, I love Coraline.
The other mother.
I had the weirdest crush on the other mother. It was weird.
That's my favorite character in Coraline.
Yeah, exactly. It's the best.
Little spider. But yeah, he's had a couple incidents. He's actually seen a couple snakes. Like, what was it, Teresa? I think it was like he was at work one time and he called
me. There were two of them that day alone.
And they were next to his trailer. He's in construction. So he was like, I just seen the biggest snake. And I'm like, all right, well, can you save it and put it in the jungle? Like, put it in the forest somewhere so it won't get killed? Or because people are mean. People will kill it. And I don't want it to die. No. So he was like, fuck. Okay, I'll fucking do it for you. So he puts it it in whatever. And then he picked up the snake. He didn't pick it up, but he kind of like shoved it in the bag. He did something shit. There. And then there was another snake when he came back. Right in the same spot. And I was like, ooh, she's trying to give you some signs. She's trying to tell you some shit.
All right, but if he's moving snakes for you, you know he's a keeper.
Oh, yeah. I mean, 15 years in, he ain't going nowhere. He's like, I'll take the snakes for you. I'll fix them.
Oh, no.
But, the snakes, the serpents is no joke when it comes to her. There is... People see her as, what was it, Teresa? The form of a dragon? Half dragon?
So dragon is one as well. So for one of her lovers is Asmodee, and they both have forms of dragons, and their symbol together is two dragons intertwining. I have seen her in symbols of a phoenix. I've seen her as an owl. So she does come in different forms, kind of basically on how you need her at that moment in time and what signs she needs to give you.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
Because also Hecate will come in the form of an owl and also black dog. And Asmodee, also him as well. Besides just dragon, is also a black dog.
Hecate actually came to me as a frog. A lot of frogs.
Really?
Frogs. Lots of fucking frogs.
Yeah, I mean, I work outside as well quite a lot. And yeah, I deal with like a lot of frogs. We'd like demolish some shit. And the amount of frogs you find, it's crazy.
Yeah, like, but these frogs would be in the car.
In the car?
In the house. Yes, in the car. Shit. In the house. Where else was it, Teresa? Oh, she leaves keys too. So like,
it was like a streak of like a good week. Almost every day you were finding a key.
And yeah, I was like, I don't know. This is when I first got back into witchcraft, and I kept telling Teresa, I don't know if like this is a sign. I'm questioning everything. So I was I don't fucking know. I need a better sign than this. Yeah, she left me. It was like a key every single day. I don't know whose keys these were. They were not mine. Nobody's in the house. They were just
down your road.
Keys.
Is literally like, where's my fucking keys?
Yeah, like it was a key in my car, and I'm like, whose key is this? I think I found like three keys in my car that week. She came with keys and frogs. Keys and frogs. I can do the keys. I cannot do the frog.
No. Literally, we got a frog in the house like a couple of months ago.
I don't want.
Those things are fast, man.
They are. Yeah, they're gross. I don't like them. They freak me out. I'm like, I don't want it. It's slimy and gross. They're weird.
Leave the frogs alone.
I don't kill them anymore. I let them live their best life. I used to kill them. So I'm doing so much better. I hate frogs. I really do. Now I feel bad. I'm like, oh, cute frog, but just don't come next to me. Stay the fuck away.
So, would you like to go through your cards?
Mm-hmm.
If they're good.
You ready?
I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready. Make it as bad as you want. It's fine. I'm ready.
I mean, they're not going to be bad. You have a good outcome. And I think what's really happening is that you're slowly getting through everything. You're going to get to the point of where you need to be. And just don't revert back.
Okay.
So for your first one, you do have the Eight of Swords. So for this card, as you could tell, she has a blindfold on her. She's surrounded by... this is pretty much kind of putting yourself in your own imprisonment and entrapment.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of your head. You don't want to stay there, because what happens, we overanalyze, we think too much, and it's going to drive us to a point of insanity, and we're not going to know what part we have to go and do. And we just kind of get like stuck in a standstill moment. So what's my forward motion is taking the blindfold off. You want to get through all the personal obstacles that you're putting in your own way. Doesn't necessarily mean that people are going and throwing daggers and everything on you. I think what's really happening, it's all internalized.
Okay. Yeah, that's
and you're going... Yeah. You have a lot of eights in this deck too, which I think is actually pretty crazy. So for this one, you have the Eight of Pentacles, but it's also reversed. So, which is not a bad thing, that there's a lot of work that needs to be done, especially to wherever you want to be and the point you want to get at, put in the work. Okay. But just don't think so far ahead that it's going to get to the point where you feel like you don't want to do it because it's going to seem more overwhelming. Take it day by day and step by step. Work with one thing at a time. When that's finished, you go to the next and you keep climbing up that ladder and keep going forward. And then you also have the Four of Swords. You have the Four of Swords. So you're getting to the point too, we also need a moment of seclusion. Which really Yes. You do need a moment of seclusion, but not to a point where you're gonna go and revert back to the Eight of Swords, where you're gonna stay so much into your head, but just where you wanna be able to go and focus just enough.
Okay.
But not too much where you're gonna feel like you're back in that rut. Take time for yourself. Yeah. Find new ways of going and doing anything and finding peace, whether it's through meditation, going for walks, reading a good book, having a conversation with somebody and just kind of releasing things. Go and get to that, because you're going to get a little overwhelmed. Also, don't forget, if you're going to constantly go and think about things that you want to go accomplish and get to that future goal, which is going to happen. It's going to get there. Just make sure that you go and you take your time doing it. And if you see that you feel like you're very run down, give yourself a moment and a break. Because you need it. You don't want to run yourself ragged either. And you're going to go and you're actually going to find the journey of where you want to be. That peace is going to come. So you also have the Knight of Cups.
Okay.
Which is for yourself. You're going to find yourself kind of being in the element where you're happy and knowing completely and fully who you are. So not only are you going to go and kind of be like, you know what? The past relationships, the past way I thought about myself, everything with that is going to kind of get wiped clean.
That would be useful.
It will be. And you're going to have to learn to do that. That's also going to be work. Now, when we go and we think about the work too, we're always thinking it has to be something productive with how we're going to make money, what are we doing? But the work also comes within ourselves.
Okay.
So it's going to be more of like a spiritual growth, more for you actually coming into maybe the next part, the next cycle of your life.
Yeah.
So the door of the past, close it, keep it closed. You learn the lessons. Let the final lesson be there. And let just go on from it, because then you also have the Eight of Wands and the lesson is done and you move on. The hardship is going to be over. We have now passed that hurdle. So now it's next to a new beginning. So let's go and make the best of that.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Yeah. Fuck.
Okay.
Yeah. That was eerie.
The cards don't lie. They don't lie.
Like,
they tell you.
How do you, all right, like, I literally know nothing about this, but like, how do you choose the cards? Do you just shuffle and draw?
You just shuffle. Yeah. So there's no choosing. I just pull from the top of the deck. I shuffle them through to a point where, and from here you gave me permission to do it. So I was grabbing your energy, putting mine into it to go and shuffle and make sure that I don't like combine my own energy while I'm doing like one of my readings. Cause that can happen. Yeah. People have to learn there is practices when you go and you do this, especially since you're not physically here with me.
Yeah.
And the cards just speak. And I also, I mean, a lot of times at readers, yes, the cards have their own individual meanings, which is something that you do want to learn. You want to learn the illustration, you want to know the point of what's behind it. But also, you're going to get like these little nudges. You're going to get spirits that are going to talk to you. You're going to get just anything that's going to come in and kind of be like, this is what I'm feeling. So it's also very intuition based.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Like, do you get some kind of like clairvoyance type deal?
Absolutely.
You do? Oh, okay.
Absolutely. Sometimes you hear things. So for me, a lot of times what happens too when people come through is I get like these still little they kind of look like, you know, the old still black and white movies.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I get, is I get like that, like little flashes, and I'll see things, and sometimes I will hear it, and it's like you get that little nudge, like, yes, this is right. This is what needs to happen. This is what needs to come out. Whenever someone's going and doing stuff, they have their completely different whatever they want to do. Like, I know Tasha, her way is different too. My way is different. Mm-hmm. So many different people, but like one person, when I get my cards on from her, she like legit zones out. Really? And she's like pops up and like she's out for like a minute.
Shit. Why is that? Because she's like drawing the energy or some shit?
There's a lot that's coming in. She's getting a lot of that information, and she's also trying to make sure she's giving it properly. Like, she's seriously the best. She's literally the best. Her name is Laurie Bruno. She does live in Salem, Massachusetts. And she comes out with names. She can give you a layout of your home, even though she's never been there.
And she's an old lady, old, beautiful, like, sassy old lady. Okay.
Really? Wow.
She is just phenomenal. She is just a beautiful soul inside and out, but she is literally the best.
Damn. That's pretty, like shit.
So these tarot cards, they come with a book that gives you a general meaning of what the cards may be. Obviously, when you do it and you put your energy into it, you will give the reading that you feel they need to hear from the vibe you get from it. But you can learn how to do this too. Like, this, everybody can learn how to do
everyone can do it. It's just about tapping in. So my mentor Rick, he always told me that follow your instinct before anything. You have to trust your intuition, which is one of the biggest things that we go and we say to any witches out there, especially if you're a person that second guesses anything at all. In anything in life, you trust your intuition. So when he was teaching me and we were going through doing tarot cards, he always said, Teresa, trust yourself because you know what's right.
I mean, that applies for pretty much
for
everything
anything
as well.
Anything, just in life in general, trust yourself. You know better before anyone. So especially with doing this, when I have that feeling, that's what I'm relating to all my clients.
How did you kind of get into this kind of witchcraft and all that? Was it something like you knew when you were younger, like you kind of bounced off people's energies? Or?
Yeah. So for me, my aunt, her name is also Teresa. She is a witch. So at 11 years old was the first time that I pretty much heard anything about this. And from there, I started doing my own research. Man, it would have been nice if we had the technology that we do today to be able to go and do stuff. Because I was really just trying to see whatever I could get, like at a library, which wasn't much. And just trying to find what I could see at stores. And as I got older, especially in high school, progressively with Tasha, when I met her, and it was freshman year, and we both got into the topic of witchcraft, and she's like, oh, well, my grandfather, like, he's really big into witchcraft. And I will never forget, the next day she came to school and she gave me a little tiny crystal stone. She's like, well, my grandfather said, put this in your back pocket and carry it. And I did that whole year.
Yeah.
What?
And it was just, I remember going to the witch store with Tasha, us grabbing books, getting my witch's almanac. And as I got older, so it kind of was put on the back burner for a little bit. And then I want to say by the time I was like 21 is when I met Rick. And that's when I really started to get into it. And I was doing so much more research, and I had Rick to teach me. So he was teaching me everything that he could, between just simple spells, tarot cards, anything. Even when I went to see him with just like a simple problem, be like, this is what you're going to do. If it was, I didn't understand it. Like, why do I need parchment paper and red string and a red candle?
Yeah,
and he's like, trust me, and he's writing it. I'm like, okay, that makes sense for what I just told you, what I need to do.
Yeah, that's a bit that kind of throws me off. It's like, oh, you need this red candle and this thing to do this, and that's when I'm just like, yeah, but why though?
Yeah, and then it's like you start to realize that every candle has different meanings, and why I need to have the red. White, black, anything, they all have different meanings. All the colors are just going to be for something completely different. And it did
the way you wrap it, the way you put it on, the way you put the oils on, everything.
The way that you anoint it, the way that you're looking at just the candle flame within itself is telling you a story. As you're doing it, the spirits are there to tell you the story of how it's going to work out as well. And then it was put on the back burner for a long time when I was with my ex-husband. And then towards the end of our marriage, I didn't know at the time because Rick and I, not so much a falling out, but there was just like a separation and he ended up passing away. And I didn't know that he was passed away already at this point. And I started getting this urge and I had my daughter. She was very young. She wasn't even a year yet. I'm like, I need to do my witchcraft. This is who I am. Why am I not doing it? I'm not trying to please anybody else but myself right now. Yeah. And I started getting into it and I was just grabbed whatever notebook I can find. And I started writing spells. I was like, oh, full moon's coming up. I feel like I need to do something. And then there was one night I went to go take my dogs out. One came in, the other one was just staring. I'm like, what is she staring at? And I go and I look at the fence and there's just an owl that's right there. I'm like, okay, there's a meaning behind this. And also I'm like, I miss Rick so much. At this point, like I'm hurting because I physically meet, like I miss him. I'm like, I need to call him. I want him to meet my daughter. She will call him Uncle Rick. So I go and I just look him up. And I'm like, all right, well, there's nothing really posted on Facebook. Let me just Google him and see what's going on. And I came across his obituary.
Oh, fuck.
So, yeah, he was definitely giving me signs between a lot that was going on in my life at that moment. He just kept on throwing me so much to a point where randomly, if I'm on my phone, something about hoodoo would come up. I didn't know anything about hoodoo. And he was kind of just like gearing me towards the steps, even though we couldn't physically be here right now on Earth to do that. He's still doing that even to this day.
Yeah.
And then it was not even a few months after that, Tasha contacted me.
Mm-hmm.
And then we both kind of just like went in head first.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of telling her that, yes, Lilith is my goddess. This is what she's helped me with. She has saved me from so much. And she came across Akate and she just had like the strong bond with her. And then we both end up creating these strong bonds with Lilith and Akate both.
Yeah.
And then Diana came up and we're doing all this research and it's just like, here we are.
Mm-hmm. They're just here.
Yeah.
They're here to guide us.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, there's more than coincidence.
There is.
Everything happens for a reason. It's divine timing for everything.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I actually contacted Teresa because my daughter was interested in witchcraft. Not even, like, I had no idea how to guide her because, yeah, I can give you a book recommendation, but the only person that I know that I trust their opinion would be Teresa. And me and Teresa hadn't talked in, like, I don't know what, Teresa, like 10 years maybe? I don't know.
Really?
Something of the sort. Not because of anything, just life, you know? We live in different states. And, I mean, I think from there on, we just went. The podcast, I don't know how we invented this, because I still don't know how when we said, hey, let's do a podcast.
I don't know. I literally remember going to Best Buy, getting a laptop. I call you, and you're like, okay, Nestor, we have to go Best Buy, get a laptop. Recording a podcast on Monday.
Oh, shit.
Poor husband. He's like, okay, bitches, I'll get you a laptop.
And then we just started doing it. I mean, crazy enough. So the day before Tasha contacted me, I was having such a rough day. Yeah. It was so bad. And I just said, Rick, I have no one. I said, I have no one here. Like, I know you're here, but you're not here in the physical plane. Like, I need somebody. I'm struggling so bad. And then the next day is when I heard from Tasha.
Oh, wow.
This has all been planned. It's all better. And Tasha and I always say that we want to make sure that we're going and giving proper information. We want to learn, yes, and we also want to teach. And we want to make sure that we're going to go and teach people the proper information, especially about Lilith, because everything you hear is a lie. So where can people go to actually find out stuff about her? They can come to us.
Mm-hmm.
And you learn through personal experience. Yeah. There are more books coming out, which is what we're lucky about. There is more information that's being written. There is like proper stuff that you're going to go and find online. But I feel like a lot that you learn about certain gods and goddesses, especially for Lilith, is personal experiences that you have with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It does seem to be like more of a revival lately. Like, it seemed like witchcraft was something no one spoke about. And last 20 years, like, you're hearing more and more about it. People are more open about it. Like, I don't even know a few people practicing witchcraft and Wicca and all that as well. But yeah, it's pretty cool, which, yeah, you wouldn't have heard of years ago.
Yeah,
when me and Teresa were in high school.
Yeah, exactly.
It was taboo in high school, for sure.
Yeah.
People stopped talking to us and all kind of crazy, which we didn't give a fuck. I mean, we can care less, really. But I'm like, that's to show how, like, open people's minds are. And even still today, there's people who are very closed-minded, but I mean,
yeah, people,
there's more open-mindedness. Yeah, but there's more, I feel like there's more open-mindedness now.
Yeah.
And it's more acceptable now. I mean, people are like, whatever.
There's more curiosity and people aren't so afraid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
I think
exactly.
Because there is more people talking about it and now they're actually listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is kind of like how it should be. I mean, like, I'm so kind of, it's like so contradictory. Like, I'm so matter of fact, even though like I believe in spirits, which is just contradicts it completely. Yet, if I was to see a sign of anything like that, or if like you said, an owl appeared, I'd be like, yeah, it's just an owl. It's just flown down. Even though I'll hear a noise downstairs, I'd be like, fuck, it's a ghost. It's like, I want to kind of accept it, but I'm so.
I think there's a lot to learn.
It's so annoying.
You don't have to be so afraid of what you don't know about.
Like, yeah.
Spirits aren't that bad.
No, exactly.
There's nothing. I think it's just because a lot of times you're hearing things, there's nothing that you can actually physically see. But when you learn properly on how to use your abilities, you can see it. You can see them. Just it's all based off of energy. It takes so much energy for them to come to you.
Yeah.
And the easiest state is actually when you are sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I guess that makes
sense. Remember that last year, there was a person who passed away. I didn't know who this girl. I didn't know her. She was a friend of my sister's. And my sister lives up north in Connecticut.
Yeah.
And I told Teresa, I seen this girl walk by my bedroom door. And I thought it was my daughter. So I text my daughter and I'm like, did you just come to the kitchen? And she's like, no, what the hell did you see, mom? Because she knows that I be hearing things. And I was like, okay, never mind. Don't worry. So the next day I find out that this girl died. And when I looked at the picture of the freaking girl, it looked like the girl that I saw because it was very fast. It was just like, choom, and that's it. Like, walk by. Now I was like, oh, well, maybe I was bugging that night. But the next day, it was confirmation for me. Okay, no.
Yeah.
And Teresa kept telling me, even though they don't know you, you are open to it. And if they need you to, like, help them, guide them, or whatever, they know that you're open to it. So they're going to sense it. Which I was like, whatever. Yeah, sure. Uh-huh. Until the fucking shit happened. And I was like, oh, my God. I think I saw a fucking ghost.
Yeah, that's crazy. But, like, shit. That's what I was going to say as well. Like, why would it come to you? But yeah, you basically answered it.
Yeah. Which is,
and
I have family who
passed. When you start trusting, so much more happens.
Yeah. You see, you hear, you just know. I think it's more like, you know, you don't even question it anymore. You just know.
You don't. Yeah. And I almost questioned myself. It was a little over a month ago. One of my dogs, she was just ill. She was older and she had to get put down. So when I went into the room, she came in, and then what I saw, I knew what I was seeing, but yes, I'm like, all right, I'm highly emotional right now.
Yeah.
And I need a confirmation. And there's someone that we know, he goes by Wicked Witch of LA on Instagram. His name is Francisco, and he is very, very close and devoted to Santa Muerta. And what I saw was her. I'm like, I saw just the energy was very heavy. Very heavy. And when I saw her, it was the same face. It was the all black, though. And going and doing research on her, that she does come in different forms of colors, and they all have different meanings. And it just, that stayed until the doctor came in the room, and she sedated my dog, Zoe. And I'm sitting there, I'm holding her. I'm just telling her when she goes, just go look for my grandfather. Go look for Rick. Tell him I love them. I'm holding her. I'm thanking her for everything she's done throughout the years. I've known her and she's been in my life. And at that point, she's starting to just like kind of get very sleepy and nodding off. And Santa Muerta changes from the dark to gold and white. Beautiful. Wow. And it just kind of opens up and then it starts releasing. And then I'm holding on to Zoe and she passes away. So I didn't know what was happening. I gave it a few days and I contacted Tasha, and we're actually talking about it on one of our podcasts. She's like, I think that you need to contact Francisco and see. So I contacted him. He's like, yes, absolutely. Because I didn't know if she actually, I know she means death, but I didn't know she actually helped souls go on.
Oh. It's kind of like the Grim Reaper.
Yeah. And he said that the same thing happened to him when his grandmother passed away, that he saw her that. And I just felt very happy and relieved that there actually is a goddess that's there to actually help our loved ones move on and get to where they need to go. And it was a month and 2 days later was my birthday. And I was asleep. My daughter's laying right next to me. And it was early hours in the morning where I actually reached my birthday. And what I was dreaming about completely stopped. And it was like I'm seeing myself, like almost like an astral projection form, like laying in my bed. And my dog Zoe jumps up on the bed. And I'm just like crying, like, how are you here? How is this happening? And she curls up right next to me. And she was a chocolate lab. And they have like this tendency to kind of like do like this little freak out thing when they like get really excited.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so she's doing that. And she's rolling up and just snuggling up next to me. I said, oh, this is, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. And I just woke up. I'm like, that was the best birthday gift I've ever had. And I just, I said, Santa Marta, thank you for guiding her. Thank you for helping her. Yeah. And I just thanked everybody for helping her come to me to give me that best birthday present I could have ever asked for this year. Like that I needed.
Yeah, of course. And like, again, that is more than coincidence. That could have happened any day. Yeah. It happens on your birthday.
Yeah.
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 Everything happens for a reason.
Exactly. Shit. That's...
it's intense. It can get intense.
Like, yeah, it can. Like...
Man. Teresa has freaked me out so many times, just even on a podcast, and she's like staring at nothing. She's staring through me, not at me, through me. And I'm like, what the fuck are you looking at? She's like, I just saw something. And then I start, really? Then I start getting goosebumps, and then I start crying because that's how, like, that's how I work. I just get teary eyed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right.
It's a lot of emotions.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot of emotions. And it's just like, you go through the process of trying to learn like what you're feeling and what it means. Like there was one time I completely zoned out. I didn't even know I did. And I just saw like a Native American man just like right over Tasha's shoulder.
Yeah.
Really? What it meant. We have to go back into that because I have no idea what that meant.
While we were podcasting. So we're having a conversation and she just stares off to nothingness. I'm like, what the fuck?
What?
And she freaked me out.
Do you see it clearly?
Yeah. She saw it.
Oh yeah. Clearly.
Yeah. Wow.
Describe it. He had on a headdress.
Yeah.
Like the traditional Native American headdress.
Oh man.
Is that your phone, Teresa?
Yeah, my phone's going off.
I don't remember. What colors did he have? Was it red and white? I think it was red and white.
Yeah.
So just all of a sudden appeared. And you could see it clearly.
He just appeared. Yeah. I didn't see shit, but she saw it, so she saw it and she's, I mean, but that's not even the first time. It was like a couple other times that she sees shit. I'm like, oh my God, Teresa. Teresa. She's,
you're not part American in your thing, right?
Yeah.
Quite often.
But there's like, if you pay attention to things, you'll notice more things, I feel. I feel like we disregard a lot of shit that happens because we're like, whatever, you know, we don't want to. It's like, okay, it's a fucking bird. Fine, cool.
Bird. Yeah,
but the same bird keeps popping up over and over.
Like the 2 days in a row, when the blue jay kept coming and staring at me.
Yeah,
I'm like, all right, let me look up research. What does a blue jay mean? And I was like, shit, that makes a lot of sense. And I didn't see him again.
Oh wow!
Every time I see a blue jay, when I have like a certain feeling that comes up, where I start questioning things, and I see one.
Dude, that's the thing. Like, I'm really good with birds as well. Like I'm, like I love birds. And it was one day I was working. We were complete because I do like landscaping as well. We were completely doing someone's garden, and I'm just working. All of a sudden, I just hear this bang, and there's like this. It was a collar dove, literally on the floor. Must have fallen from the nest because these trees are like huge. Aww. And yeah, I'm like, oh shit! Like thing can't fly. I picked him up and I called like the vets locally, and they were like, yes, it's just a bird. Leave it. The parents will come. I'm like, nah, man, like, you can't do that. Like, the thing's it's dying. Like,
no.
Yeah, so, like, I literally like, was banging on the customer's door and was like, look, have you got like a shoebox? I was like, like, made it like a little house, put like some food in there, leaves, worms, and shit. It looked fucking horrible. And yeah, the weirdest thing. So, I kind of left it there, and then I was like, oh shit, foxes could come at night. So he had a shed as well in his garden. So I was like, I'm going to put it in your shed and we'll just leave it for there. And in the morning, I'll take it back out. Hopefully the parents find it. And then, like, came back the next day and the bird was gone. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, oh, fox didn't get in, did it? Like, the shed door was shut. I was like, oh, man, where the fuck is this thing? So I basically carry on working. And all of a sudden, like, this, the bird just flies down in front of me and is just follows me the rest of the day.
Like, oh my God.
Literally everywhere I go, it was like proving to me that that's he was so better. And I was like, nah, this is amazing.
Oh my gosh, it is amazing.
Yeah, that's yeah, so literally cute. Like so many birds I've saved just because I fucking love birds. I have this weird connection.
I mean, you should look into that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's seriously, another thing. Is that a kind of thing? Like,
yeah, I mean, animals, yeah, and witchcraft and nature, it very much so goes hand in hand. So, I mean, I have a zoo here. I have two cats, a dog, a tortoise, a turtle. Teresa, wow, has three cats, a dog. If she could have more, she would have more. I feel like they go hand in hand. Yeah. And the birds are, so me and Teresa, they're spirits. Like, we know that they have souls. They come, yeah, to you for a reason. Maybe the bird was meant to go to you. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know for what purpose. Maybe it was to teach you something. You don't know. You just have to, like, put thought into it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a bit I'm no good at. I'm just like, well, that's a bird. He's better now. You gave
your time to help something and someone that you was so vulnerable them, yeah, that needed it.
Mm. Yeah.
Not many people do that.
No. No,
not at all.
It shows your character, too, about the person that you are.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I've never kind of been that insightful about it. But, yeah, it's literally, like, I love animals, but birds, yeah, I'd literally do anything to save them. Weird.
Definitely do research on birds.
Yes. Mm.
Yeah, and like since being young, actually, like my favorite animal has been like the full-on like golden eagle. Don't know why. Literally since a kid, I didn't even know what it fucking was. I was like, oh, that bird's sick. It's just kind of stuck with me my whole life.
Was it Odin, Tasha? With what? The eagle and the hawk?
I feel like maybe, hold on, I'm going to Google it real quick because I don't have a book in front of me.
What's this?
Maybe it was Odin.
Odin, he's a god, a Nordic god.
Yeah, yeah. I would like fell on Odin.
I think.
Quiet. Sorry.
It was an eagle and also a hawk were the ones that were kind of related to him because we just did for the Tree of Life when we looked that up.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We just
did. It'll be in that article. Day. Look up that article really quick.
Let's see. So Odin had a bunch of shit too.
He did, but I know birds are associated with him. But just a simple fact that even eagle, I think that's one of the main ones. I would do some research on Odin as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say, cool. You said you have Irish and you have what? What was it?
English and Irish. That's what I know, at least, with, like, family who's still alive. I mean, it could go back further, God knows where. But I did my family tree, and that a majority of that's Irish.
Teresa, you said it was Odin?
Odin, yeah.
Hold on, because now I can't see. I can't find it.
I'm intrigued.
Gilgamesh. I should send you this article. This article is pretty cool. We just did this one the other day.
Basically, if I'm like a reincarnation of Odin, that's pretty fucking badass.
For real.
I'll be happy with that.
Well, it's even someone that maybe you need to do research in and start asking questions and see what comes up. There's a connection. Okay. Just like when Tasha and I, when we were receiving our things that were coming to us.
Yeah.
And who it linked up to and how they help us in our lives.
Shit.
Okay, here, hold on. Let me see.
Yeah, that's weird. Like, I've always liked the whole kind of Norse mythology. I've researched into that quite a bit. Like, there's the whole theory of Ragnarok and everything.
It was a cool Hulk.
Yeah.
It was an eagle, too. It was an eagle and a hawk.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I would definitely do research on him.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Find the connection. Because it's there. It's already there.
Yeah. Like, when you say a connection, like, in and research, like, in what way? Like, similar, I don't know, like, interests? Like, what kind of connection do I look for?
Like, what connection to look for?
Yeah, like, I wouldn't even know.
I would say any signs. I would say the bird is a sign. Even your interest just in eagles alone is a sign.
Yeah.
He was a lot about knowledge, wanting to know.
Yeah.
Gaining wisdom. Yeah. The depths that he would go through just to get it. Yeah. He literally put himself on the brink of death to get knowledge.
Yeah, that's pretty intense. Like, I'm a bit weirdly like that. Basically, at school, I fucking hated school. Yeah, and ever since leaving school, doing all that and working, I've just got this weird obsession with learning everything, anything. Like, I have these super intense phases where I get into, like, a hobby or an interest, and I have to learn, like, fucking everything about it. Like, I was super into photography for a bit, and, like, I could tell you how fucking a camera works, like, every single part, just because when I'm into something, like, I have to know everything. Which is weird. Mm-hmm. Since you point that out, I'm now like, oh shit.
You commit it from start to finish.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
And when you start doing it and actually looking into it, I guarantee you, when you find certain things when you're researching, it will start.
You're gonna make find sense. Something. Yeah,
it'll be like the aha moments just keep on coming.
Okay.
Like, oh, I get it. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I mean, you literally said the first thing you thought of, and that's a huge connection. Fuck. Well, my mind has been blown today.
We have nature knowledge.
Yeah. We have some knowledge. We try. Yeah. Tasha and I try.
Yeah, I mean,
we're getting there. I think we're getting pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, the whole tarot card, that was like eerily accurate. And yeah,
the tarot cards, they really do freak you out. They're too accurate sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it was literally because it's like the first reading I've ever had on me. Like, never had psychic.
You should look into runes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You should look into runes.
Look into runes. Okay. I tried to learn runes.
The fact that you were talking about hieroglyphics and stuff like that too, and that's also Nordic. I don't know if you ever seen like the runes and their meanings and the letters and stuff.
Yeah, I've seen like the symbology, but
yeah,
I've never kind of looked into it.
Look into runes.
Look into it, because I think, yeah, definitely look into it. I wish I don't have the brain capacity for that. It's the little markings, but it's pretty cool. The runes are cool.
Yeah.
And they tell different stories than the cards. Cards are different than the runes.
You can use them together, though.
You can.
Like, even the runes can kind of clarify something for you if you needed it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people combine their divinations.
I'm going to save that page.
We're going to turn Lou into a male witch.
We are.
Male
witches.
Sick.
Converting another.
Seriously.
Or just helping someone find who they are.
Dude, if I can summon a pet eagle, I will go full on witch. That'd be fucking worth it.
Hell yeah. I mean, me and Teresa have seen so many weird shit that we still like. What about the like demon thing you saw in the building? She's seen so many creepy things. Like, Teresa. Creepy things.
So there was one time years ago when I first met Rick. I'm still trying to figure out like what it is, but now I know like not to be afraid of it. Because also when we started doing like research and the shadow work and everything like that, now it makes sense, even if it's a few years after the fact. So I was literally on the driveway driving to a workout class with two of my friends. I was in the back seat. And we drive by this old brick building, legit looks abandoned. And within like a 2 second, like just like that, I see this man. And I have horrible eyesight to begin with. Like, I'm on the highway and you see this building that's like way past there. So he was bald, had like very thinning hair around here. He was wearing a button down shirt that was white, blue pinstripe. And I see him and all of a sudden his hands just go on the windowsill. And as I'm turning this way, he's turning this way, looking at me, and he goes fully black with red eyes.
Fuck.
How creepy is that?
So I'm like, what the fuck did I just see?
Yeah. Like
what just happened? And I'm ignoring it. And then finally, I'm like, I had like multiple jobs. So I left one job one day and went to the other. I went to go and work with my aunt at her restaurant. And I'm like, Tree, I saw something. And she's like, okay, how about you call Rick? I call him. He's like, well, the red eyes actually mean an owl. It means wisdom. He's like, I think that's also what you could have seen. And another conversation I had with someone else with another witch, I was like, okay, now possibly it's more like learn to protect yourself too along with it. Not so much like now realizing it's not a demon. It's not like an evil spirit, but there are things out there that go and interfere with your life and can interfere with your magic. So learning to also who to call on as I'm casting a circle for protection and who I want in, all of that kind of came together. I do think that I don't think Rick was wrong. I don't think Lori was wrong. I think they all got different feelings when I told them the story for a reason. And now when I know, because I trust myself and my instincts, what I saw.
Yeah. I mean, that just you saying the red eyes alone, it kind of, it reminds, as stupid as it is, like, it reminds me of like the whole Mothman theory. Basically, there's loads of different theories about the Mothman, but typically he's got like the big red eyes, but he, when he appeared in Point Pleasant, like West Virginia, that was like the huge Silver Gate Bridge collapse. It's basically like a preemptive warning. And literally, the reason it popped into my head is because I covered a story on Chernobyl, the power plant that exploded. Mm-hmm. Like people literally that day had gone to like their supervisor saying there was this huge bird flying around with big red eyes. And I think it was something like 15 reports were written down of people seeing and talking about the exact same thing. And they were like, is this thing kind of a preemptive warning of something bad about to happen? It's, yeah, but it's, as far as I can tell, it's only been those two events. I haven't found much else on any other disaster that's appeared in. Yeah, it was, but again, it literally, it sounded like the exact same creature. Just
never know
the red eyes. Yeah, creepy.
Tasha, time to go down another rabbit hole.
I know. I know. I'll be tonight, Mothman.
You woke up in the morning, Tasha. Look who I found.
Honestly, the Mothman's so cool. If you go on their website, they literally have a live stream of the Mothman tattoo, the statue.
Oh really? Oh,
yeah, literally. It's. When I did the research on the episode, there was literally just this little old lady just talking to herself in this chat room of the live stream, just saying, oh, look at the Mothman. It's just like, hi. Yeah.
There's so many. There's a Jersey Devil, supposedly.
Yeah.
There's a podcast that I listen to. It's called Hillbilly Horror Stories. And it's an older married couple, but they're so fucking fun. They're hilarious. And they touch on all these things, and the Jersey Devil, all the ones that you can. There's there was another one. I'm pretty sure you're familiar with it. That it's, I don't know what state it is, but it's supposedly that little kids push the car out of the way, off the train tracks or something like that. Like the little fingerprints are on the cars and shit. Supposedly it's like ghost children. I don't know, but that's the. That's what they say. Yeah. There's so many of them.
Yeah, honestly, like you could go on for ages. I mean,
yeah, literally.
I've found, and I haven't even got round to covering yet. It's ridiculous.
I know. There's so much shit, and then like you can go down a rabbit hole for sure, even just with one. So, how do you pick your content?
How do I pick it? Oh man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's, you just say, I want to talk about this today.
Yeah, I have a few good ideas, and then I'm like, what should I do? And then I don't know, something clicks, and then I have like another idea, and it's usually I scrap the first two and I'm like, bam, the new idea, this is it, this has just clicked. Mm-hmm. This one feels right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Which, I
think you should do that shit all the time.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's really annoying. Like, I'll write out loads of stuff, I'll do like research on it. And then all of a sudden I'm like, no, this is it. I've had like an idea. Yeah.
You want to do some other shit. Yeah. So, when is your, what do you have an idea for your next podcast?
So this episode that's coming out tomorrow is, it's all on cryptids. which, not like normal cryptids you've kind of heard of, like the kind of rake, skinwalkers, Loch Ness, Bigfoot, all those. Mm. These are some kind of weird, more obscure, like local ones. Like there was this weird fucking spider with 10 legs, which was really weird omen of some sorts. And yeah, that kind of freaked him out. But yeah, it was interesting. That was one of them. It was just, it was such a long episode. Jesus Christ. My throat still hurts.
But we did one a podcast with someone in the UK. I mean, with about a case in the UK. Which one was it, Truth? It was like a murder that happened twice.
Oh my gosh, what was her
same
name?
Same year? I don't remember.
Oh, and was that, it was like years later.
Like she 50, 160 something years later? Was it that many years? I don't
know. And
even
she died like the same way, same spot. It was like almost like she was reincarnated again to make the same fucked episode.
Oh shit. No, I don't think I've heard of that.
I forget the name of it, though. I have to go look at our podcast.
Yeah, me too. This is really bad.
You ever forget stuff that you talk about?
All the time.
Same.
We're like, did we talk about this? I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, like, literally, I remembered one story from about 10, and I recorded this morning. Yeah, literally, my memory is not good.
Yeah, neither is ours. At all. But that's the beauty of doing a podcast. You could just say whatever the fuck you want.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's our time to say whatever the fuck we want to say.
Yeah.
Anybody got any more questions for this? Obviously, we're going to have to do like another podcast together.
I know, yeah. Yeah, and we're going to do it on Zoom because this is
a
safe
place. You've got me hyped on like all this witchcraft now. I'm going to be looking at runes now.
This is what's going to happen. Then we're going to have to get back together and you have to tell us everything that you learned.
Got to give us an update. We need to be updated. Then you can read our runes.
You could do our cards too.
I know, that'd be fun.
I could finally open the deck.
Yes.
That's the weird thing, like, I didn't open it because I was like, nah, I don't feel fully invested. But now I just want to go down and be like, yo, I'm going to check these out.
Yeah, play with them, shuffle them around, pull a card a day.
Yeah.
It usually comes with a little booklet. You can read the meaning of the card. You can memorize it, and then you go from there.
Can you do readings on yourself?
Yes.
You can? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna...
It's a good way to practice.
Yeah,
it's a very good way to practice, but I don't suggest you do it all the time.
No.
Because then you start getting into your own head, too.
You can drive yourself crazy reading your cards every...
Yeah, I'm already crazy. I don't need that.
And I have done my cards. And I've asked my grandfather and Rick to actually do them for me.
Yeah.
Like, spiritually, they have come through and it happens. Really? It works, yeah.
Wow. That's quite intense. Like, asked them spiritually, like, do you just kind of think of it, like, as a thought? Or do you verbally say, like, oh, I need help?
Either way. Either way. Yeah. They can hear you either way.
Oh, okay.
You're connected. A lot of times I like to freely open out and talk because I was silenced for so many years that I just find enjoyment and power to just talk out loud. So that's kind of what I do now. And I'll just talk to Rick or I'll talk to my grandfather, whoever, goddess, and just ask for some insight. And I'll use my cards as my form of divination and they just tell me what I need to know.
Okay. So can you like talk to them whenever, or is it when they can come through? Oh, you can.
You could talk to them whenever, and now is the best time because now the veil is thinning. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be at its thinnest between October 31st and November 1st.
I've heard that a lot. Like, in general, the veil is thinning. Not just because of, like, the whole timing of everything. But, yeah, like, in general, I've kind of heard everything's thinning out. People are becoming more aware of things happening and shit like that.
Like, I actually had a dream about my dad last night. My dad passed away and he came through last night. I didn't tell Teresa yet. I just remembered it. I can't remember the dream exactly, but I know he came through.
Which is,
like Teresa said, the veil is thin and you're going to see, hear, dream, feel.
And some people, the emotions, they don't know what's happening and they start to get frantic, but you're taking in a lot because they're coming in, they're different feelings, stuff that you're not used to. Like, I know by certain feelings who's around. And when Rick passed away, I didn't know it. I knew there was something in my house. I didn't know who it was. And I was literally taking down my Christmas tree And I was trying to find just like the spare to go with like the other ornament. So I'm like, okay, whoever is here, I just wanted to know like how well they were. I'm like, and how close the connection was. I'm like, can you find this other ornament? Not even 2 seconds later, I hear something fall from behind a tree. So I go and I walk over and it's the matching ornament.
No. Oh my God.
And then as some time goes by and I start to learn that Rick passed away, I knew that feeling was him, because then when I would call upon him, he will come in, he was there. And every time I need him, it's always that feeling.
Shit. Yeah. Wow.
You get different feelings for different, like Lilith for me, she's very sexual. So I know when that she's around for sure, because she comes in hot.
Yeah.
Hot and sultry.
In that way, very sexual. She can come in very motherly. Like I said, it just depends on what's going on in your life and how you need them in that moment.
Oh, okay. So yeah, like it just depends on you, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Depends on you. Depends on the person.
Okay.
And fun fact, Lilith, I wasn't working with Lilith. I didn't plan on working with Lilith. Lilith came through to me because of Teresa. So like doing a ritual, I did something little for Teresa. And that night she came to me and she gave me a dream. I knew who she was when I woke up.
Yeah.
Because it's just, you know, and you just know, like, oh my God, she really came through.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's crazy, but I mean.
Yeah, that is crazy. Damn.
It's the feeling behind the dream, and you just automatically know what the fuck is going on. You're not going to question it. You're like, okay, I know exactly what that meant. So, I mean, that's the only way I can really help, like, get you to, like, trust your intuition. It's like, you're going to know. You're going to know exactly what the fuck is happening.
Yeah, that's something I definitely need to do. Trust my kind of gut and instinct more.
Trust your gut, yep.
Yeah.
It's easier said than done, but it happened.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's easy to say, but actually doing it.
Yeah, trust me. It's still us and we still question shit. Like, I question a lot of things, but I stop questioning when it comes to spirits and all, because I just get a slight, it's like they laugh at me. So I'm like, all right, I get it. This is what we're doing today. We're rocking with it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Man, I've learned a lot. Like, this has been a full-on learning lesson. Jesus.
Well, we didn't mean to teach, but I mean,
I'm glad you did. It was, really interesting.
And now I can't wait to see where you take it. And
Same. It's weird. This episode has just been full of coincidences, and like you said, things just happen.
Things just happen, yeah.
So, yeah.
We were all meant to meet for a reason.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
Everything happens for a reason. I'm excited. Everyone that's going to be listening to this, they're listening to it for a reason.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. That's a nice thought.
Yeah. We learned a little something from everybody. So
yeah, this was fun. We definitely have to do this again. This was fun. Enjoyed this.
Yeah.
I did too.
No, it was cool. Like,
it was.
Yeah, this was the first time I've ever kind of collabed with anybody as well. So it was, I was shitting myself.
Yay.
But it didn't turn out well. It was good.
We used to shit ourselves too. Now we just like, whatever, we're crazy. We're just going to be crazy.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, exactly. Us. Like, oh man, like when I record on my own, there's no camera. I'm just sitting here. I can fucking burp. And
we're laughing on this side. We're like, what the fuck? But me and Teresa laugh at everything. So, I mean, that's how we usually get through our podcast.
Yeah,
it's cracking up.
Make sure it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, to be fair, it's the best way to do it. Sometimes being too serious is just a bit too much.
Yeah, we don't want to be all intense.
No, you can't be.
Not at all.
So, you guys want to end this soon?
Yeah, we should end it because it's late over there. What time is it over there?
It's 11:15.
Yeah, you need to go to bed and I need to eat dinner.
Well, it was fun. Thank you for having patience with us.
It was fun. We have to do this again.
Yeah, definitely. See how it goes, and hopefully I can kind of tap into some stuff.
So let's all do our normal sign-offs.
Yes. Okay.
Because have ours, you have yours. So, guys, make sure to hail Lilith.
Hail Hecate.
Hail Diana.
Oh, shit. And stay spooky. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.